Hank, why are we here?
I guess it has something to do about that rumor that's been running around about Josh putting us in the business.
Anything
to do with you?
Well, I don't know. I can remember he wrote a part for me in the Crimson Triangle Club when I was a junior, and then he called up my dad and talked him out of making me work in the hardware store that summer so I'd go up to Cape Cod with the university players. Josh was with that outfit up there, and then I got to Broadway out of that, but I don't see that has anything to do with Josh getting us in the showboat.
Funny how rumors get started.
Yeah.
Also, the university players. How it was Josh was playing two parts, and he gave one of them to me, a fella named Torna Quinci.
Torna who?
Quinci, an Italian nobleman.
With a Nebraska accent.
I wasn't very good. But it wasn't really generosity or anything, because Josh wanted to play the other part. It was the execution. He got to take his shirt off.
So that's where all that stuff got started.
I read you were going to sing and dance tonight.
Oh, no, I'm not going to sing and dance, Hank. This is a film ago. Come on, Paul, whatever you do. I made this film 20 years ago, and Josh wrote the tune I sang and the music, and he did the choreography, and he wrote the whole scene, but I don't see what that has to do with Josh getting...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing a song for you from our show that opens here tonight. The name of the show is The Tiger Smiles, and it was written by an undergraduate by the name of Josh Logan, and the name of the song I'm going to sing for you is called On a Sunday Evening. Now, the show takes place in Princeton, 1890. That's the reason I'm all dressed up like this. And I sing the song to Rosemary Simpkins. She's a very beautiful young girl, the dean's daughter. Now, this part is also played by an undergraduate, a very nice fellow by the name of Harry Summers. Well, Harry, would you come out here? All right. You see, the Princeton Triangle Club is made up of young men between the ages of 18 and 21. And since we don't have any girl students at Princeton, we have to, of necessity, use the boys playing the girls' part. Yes. Well, now, are we all ready? Is the Army Police Quartet ready?
Yeah.
Fine. All right, now, Bruce is strolling down the lane, and he spies Rosemary, and he says, "Good evening, Miss Simpkins."
"Good evening, Bruce."
She called me Bruce. "Miss Simpkins, it's Sunday evening. And if you'll remember, Sunday evening was the night we first met."
"It was Sunday evening, wasn't it?"
"On Sunday night, romance will get you if it's on your brain. On Sunday night, by chance I met you strolling down the lane. And in a moment I knew the reason why. The turtle dove starts thinking of the stars above and falls in love. On a Sunday evening, a sober Sunday evening, 'twas then I first came upon you. I smiled and said, 'Good evening, how do you do?' You said, 'I'm doing nicely, thank you, and you.' So then I answered most politely, 'Why, miss, I'm not as sprightly as I could be walking with you.' So then you looked me over a moment or two and said, 'Because it's Sunday, it's got to be on Sunday.'